It started as an attempt on the life of former Rwandan intelligence chief Faustin Kayumba Nyamwasa in Johannesburg, and later spiraled into a series of tit-for-tat expulsions between Rwanda and South Africa. And it was this that Judge Stanley Mukari had in mind today when he handed down an 8-year sentence to the two Rwandans and two Tanzanians on trial.
South Africa is not a battleground for criminals. The South African government and the government of Rwanda have a good working relationship. Your actions and that of those who paid you nearly frustrated that relationship. Foreign nationals who seek refuge in this country and enjoy the protection of the Constitution cannot be hunted down nor seen to be hunted for political reasons.
There's been some confusion as to whether or not Mali's northern separatist movement, the MNLA, has opened an embassy in the Netherlands. The Dutch have been quick to point out that it's merely a private political and cultural initiative, and they can't stop the MNLA from calling it an embassy. So is it a provocation to Bamako on the part of the MNLA? Moussa Ag Assarid is with the group.
If Bamako sees that as a provocation, that's the problem of the Malian authorities. We have to fight on every front.
Life for homosexuals in Gambia just got tougher. With homosexual acts already illegal, a new bill takes an even harder stance. Francois Portel is with Amnesty International in Senegal.
The new charge is very, very vague. So, for instance, if you're suspected of being gay or lesbian and you are living with HIV, or if you are a serial offender, this is sufficiently vague to target an already discriminated against population. And it increases the sentence to life imprisonment.